Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Acts chapter 1 and we're reading verses 6 to 11.
So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white, stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
Our focus is on verse 11. This same Jesus will come back in the same way. As the risen Jesus disappears from the disciples' sight, the angels confirm what Jesus had already promised. If I go, I will come back. Here are three things to notice. This same Jesus. Not a copy, not a clone, not a stand-in, but the same risen and ascended Lord of glory, who had, over 40 days, given many convincing proofs that he was alive. This same Jesus who had healed the sick, freed the captive and raised the dead. This same Jesus who had died, been buried, but rose again victorious over sin and death. This same Jesus will come back. As surely as he came the first time, he'll be back to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. He will sort things out, dispense justice, do away with the old, and make everything new. He will come again to welcome his bride, the church, to be with him forever in a new heaven and earth. In the same way, Jesus will return not as he came the first time, but as he went the first time, but in reverse. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 16 to 18, Paul writes, For the Lord himself will come down from heaven, with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. Enough said. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that your promise still stands and your return is getting closer by the day. Please help us to use this time we have now to help others to be ready to welcome you back as their Lord and Saviour. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.